I'm proud of you.
I've always been proud of you.
Yeah, proud of you.
Am I like timer?
Yeah, timer. It's been real nice. Been real accurate. Been on point.
Yeah.
Been on point.
That's what he's doing.
You bow up! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking Sparkly, the podcast. This is episode 125. And you know, I'm talking fast because we got a lot to talk about today.
I don't think it's 125, bro.
Did you mess up?
Interesting.
It might be 125. It's 123.
Interesting.
I know.
I haven't posted 124 yet.
I think the one you have to post is on. Yeah, this is 126.
Oh,
you got to post 125.
Well, we got it wrong last episode.
Did we? Did we say 124 last episode?
Probably.
Okay.
That's our bad.
Well, this is episode 126. Do we want to do songs? We got to keep you on that list.
Yeah,
let's do a couple quick ones.
Let's crank like five.
All right.
So, a little update for those that are lost. The past. Like
lost
10.
Yeah, like that. Bad.
It's been a few.
Good, bad.
I keep going. Anyway, the past like 10 to 12 episodes, something like that, we've been creating our list of the 100 greatest songs of all time. And what we'll do is we'll just randomly find songs, we'll play them, and then we'll debate where they should go, if they should be on there, where they rank. Every episode we do like 8 or 5 or songs and slowly grow the list. We've gotten quite a bit of like, I'd say like personal heat or like opinions from friends or like, yo, how was this song?
I'll just
song
be chilling, you know, out somewhere and someone comes up and they're like, bro,
that list
number 7 on this list, what are you guys doing? And I'm like,
oh yeah, my grandma doesn't like some of our picks, so shout out to you, grandma. We hear you. They'll make it on there. I have one. Do you want me to start?
Sure.
One of the best country songs of all time.
Ooh.
Mama Tried by Merle Haggard.
Right.
You like it?
I don't even need to play that one. Yeah.
You know it's going to hit with that intro. I don't know where the words are. It's like this circle dial, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's fine. Yeah, I think it's got to be on there.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, I mean, it's iconic. How many songs? And we're copyrighted.
The way I think about it, we're putting on commentary. The way I think about it is how many songs reference Merle Haggard himself,
right.
Dude.
Yeah, well, I was going to say,
and that's like his best one.
Mama Tried.
True.
That's iconic.
So I think it needs to be up there, dude.
Yeah.
So did we put Folsom Prison Blues up here?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember.
I'm almost sure, but
I don't know if we discussed that one, because those two songs are pretty equal for me. Equally high.
Yeah, that was at 67.
Okay.
Wonderwall's at 66.
I was thinking probably around Folsom Prison Blues.
Yeah.
For me.
So we have like 68 to or 69, because Starboy's at 70, if we want to put it behind Folsom Prison Blues.
Is it above Starboy or below Starboy? Or what do you guys
think? I think it's above Starboy.
I think so too.
Okay.
So if we say above, we're like, are we talking numerically here?
Better.
Yeah. So not numerically.
No.
Because above would
be
lower.
Yeah, better.
Lower number. Better
well, above ranking. Physically.
Yeah.
On
above
my list. One is
from
at the
enjoyment
top.
Taste.
Yeah.
Because I got confused last time. Isaiah kept saying above and below, and I was like.
Because I'm looking at a list top to bottom. 100's at the bottom.
Okay.
It's above for me. Sorry.
That's all right. Alright. Yeah,
so
yeah.
68
I agree with
or
that.
69 then? Because that's really
I like that.
68?
Mama Tried.
I don't want to put it too close to Star Wars.
Did Mama Try 69?
68. All right. What we got lined up?
I know, like, it's funny because, like, every week I always, like, something pops into my head, like, a song pops in my head, like, oh, I got to play this. I got to remember this for top 100. Then I always forget. So now I don't even know where to go.
I just listen to so many songs I feel like aren't, like, mainstream. In a way,
this is the underground guy. You know what I'm talking about? Is there was like, oh,
I saw some guys.
I don't listen to any of these big artists.
No, bro. I saw some guys' list on Instagram. He was like, my top 10.
Was that Megadeth?
My top 10 favorite songs. I didn't even know what some of them are, and I can't even read some of them because they're vulgar. But bro, listened to every genre. All right. So, number 10, can't say that one. 9 is Fireflies by Owl City. 8 is Love by Keisha Cole. 7 is Cove Many Colors by Dolly Parton. 6 is Love Sosa by Chief Keef. 5 is Piano Man by Billy Joel. 4 is Hurricane by Bridget Mendler. 3, and that's the girl from Good Luck Charlie. Yeah. 3 is Famous Last Words by My Chemical Romance. 2 is some song by Ice Spice. And then 1 is, 1 is Anti-Hero by Taylor Swift. That's his list of top 10 favorite songs of all time.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh. That is weird.
That's, I was reading the comments and someone said that man's favorite genre is music.
Yeah. I'm just going to look up greatest.
So how much does age play into this? How much do you guys weigh in age? You guys weigh in a lot in age?
The only way I think about it is if it's like old, but I hear it just as much as some like...
But like, do you like think like a really song. New song has a chance of getting on this list, even if it hasn't been listened to very much?
I don't think so.
Not
so
yet.
It has to have a age aspect.
Yeah. I think so, because like obviously if something's still popular after a long time, it's obviously going down as like one of the greats. You know, you think about like football,
right?
Like C.J. Stroud's obviously going ham this year. He's having actually the greatest rookie season of all time, but we can't call him an all-time great. So like, it takes time. Yeah. Like Tom Brady.
Couldn't list him as a top 100 guy.
Yeah. In the future, it could be, obviously. But, like, right now... Do we have any Beatles on the list?
Yeah, that's probably a good call.
It's bad. I think it's bad that I'm just trying to think of bands. But, like... Yeah, because I could definitely see how the Beatles wouldn't have any songs on the top 100. But they would be, obviously, on the top 100 bands.
Oh, did they just release their rap?
Yeah, they did, actually, I think.
They did?
So let's we'll each do one song, and then we're going to go to raps, I think. I saw something where they were saying kind of like they did do raps.
Yeah, because I know they end in October. End of October, they stopped doing data. Coo, coo, coo. All right, so did we find anything with the Beatles?
So do we have any Beatles songs?
None on the list.
All right, let me search the Beatles. I think we'll see. I'm trying to think of their. I feel like I know their most famous songs, and I don't know if I can put them up there. I guess "Here Comes the Sun" has 1.1 billion on Spotify.
"Here Comes the Sun" is pretty.
It's not that good, but it's like it has so many
it's
plays.
Just known,
that's double "Let It Be."
Think about how many movies that's been in.
I guess, yeah.
You know. Know what I'm saying, dog?
I think I guess I'll put it on there just for the fact that it has so many plays and it's the Beatles, but I still think it's got to be higher. Because just single song-wise, I don't see that one as an all-time great. But how does
what are you thinking? What are you thinking?
I'd see, in my opinion, it's behind All-Star. Like, when I think of greatest songs, I think All-Star's more than Here Comes the Sun. But it's above, yeah. But that spot's all full by Pumped Up Kicks is 90. Where do you think? You think it should be above All-Star?
That's the most streams one.
I think so. Obviously, they're popular, isn't always their most played, but it has 1.1 billion. Which, again, yesterday only has 560 million.
I was thinking Let It Be.
So it's double yesterday.
I was thinking Let It Be.
Let It Be is only 615 million. So, again, Here Comes the Sun almost doubles it.
Okay.
Again, yeah. I was surprised, too.
Here Comes the Sun at maybe...
So above All-Star?
88.
About Lucy in the Sky of Diamonds.
I like 88. I think that's fine with
me. I like 88.
Lucy in the Sky... Well, we already have Comfortably Numb on there. Here Comes the Sun at 88. Nope, Here Comes that comes. There we go.
All right. Dang.
I see. I don't know if the raps have like officially came out.
Mine isn't on. Also, I don't even know if I gave them enough data this year to make one.
Isaiah, 27 minutes. Listen.
You listen to one song.
Was it one? How about that one? How about One? Is that a top 100 song?
I don't think so.
One's not one.
Do you want that to be your song?
Could be. We could discuss it. I like it. I think it's good.
I think arguably Metallica's best matters. Song. I think Nothing Else Matters deserves a spot instead of One. Maybe not. Maybe One's good.
Oh.
Isn't that so blessed?
Oh, the solo is so good. I'm gonna play the whole beginning solo.
Nothing would boost your testosterone more than standing on a stage playing this, bro.
I think there are better solos, but this one's beautiful.
Yeah, it's just something about it. It's like,
If I got up there and, like, had the skill to play the solo to, like, Freebird, dude, that would be 10,000 times better than that. But, like, I imagine, like, a low miss.
They need to make, like, a nice blended master solo song. Like, it opens with that, and then it kind of like keeps doing blends different guitar solos together and ends with Freebird.
That'd be cool. I'd respect that.
I'm surprised they don't have more of those though, because like songs were like a big mashup song. Like, they have like remixes and stuff where you take like banger choruses from several songs and kind of blend them into one song.
Like, a big, I bet if you remix. Go on YouTube, you're gonna find somebody that blended
probably SoundCloud.
Three of like the top.
Probably SoundCloud.
Well, my thought is like some guitars on YouTube probably just do
I mean, you hear quite a bit with like at least like today's music, like DJs and stuff. Like, there's like playlists out there that are like just massive long songs and just combines a bunch of chorus from famous songs. And a lot of times it cuts the words out, and it's literally just party songs. Like, it's, you know, it's just real all upbeat and it's.
So One, what are you thinking?
It's behind Enter Sandman.
Well, that is number, and that's at 15.
Yeah, I think it's quite a bit behind that. Take Me to Church. Wow, that's high.
Yeah, it is. I like our top four right now.
Take Me to Church, we have that at 28.
You guys
want to
know my favorite song? Isaiah, recognize it?
We're supposed to, wait, what? Play more of it. Oh, the way that, yes, absolutely. I was actually going to bring up Californication with my next one.
Is that not on there?
I don't think we have any Red Hot Chili Peppers songs. Under the Bridge, Californication.
Californication. That one was
Wet Sand.
Wet Sand.
Which isn't their biggest one, but my favorite.
Wet Sand is fantastic.
It's so good.
But
Under the Bridge is actually their most streamed song.
No way it beats Californication.
It's like 1.3 bill.
Yeah, Under the Bridge is their
better. No way it beats
Californication. But Californication is their better, their best song.
Yeah, their most known, I think.
Well, in my opinion, it's just their best.
Their best?
Well, both. I think it's their best song musically. Like,
and they are close. Californication beats it. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It's behind by 2 million, which, I mean, they're both 1.25 billion.
Yeah,
so
we can probably grind that out.
That is crazy to me, actually.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, because I don't even know if I'd put Under the Bridge in the 100. Californication for sure, but like.
Because
when you
if
think
I had
of,
to choose between the two, Californication.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I am. I am with you.
So we can definitely throw Under Californication the good, in there. Yeah, I like it. I just wouldn't put it in the top 100. I would not have thought that it would.
Now, if we're doing top like 100 albums of all time, bro, Stadium Arcadium,
one easily, dude.
I don't, maybe like the Black Album by Metallica.
Yeah,
that would be interesting. That would be kind of something we could do afterwards. Yeah. That would be harder
top albums all time.
That would take
a
lot more knowledge.
It'd take a lot more knowledge.
You'd have to do like a bracket for that, like head to heads each episode
or genres. We'd have to, I think we have to like maybe slim it down to genres
maybe.
because I don't know how it compares. I know AC/DC had some huge albums.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
High Voltage.
Their Back in Black one was, I think, the biggest one. I'm trying to think of other albums I like.
Nirvana.
The Beatles have quite a few pretty iconic albums.
Yeah.
What was Nirvana's album with the baby on it? Because I could try to sue them a few years ago.
Yeah.
Lithium. Yeah. He tried to sue them and failed.
Yeah.
Because it had the baby's
pecker on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild. It's on some places it's covered by a dollar bill.
Yeah.
Oh, what's another big album? Comfortably Numb. The
Wall.
Yeah, Pink Floyd's album.
Yeah.
Pretty big. The Dark Side of the Moon is probably one of the biggest albums ever.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably one of the
biggest.
The Wall
Part 1 and 2 is just like one of the biggest songs.
Yeah. The Wall is still a pretty good album.
Yeah. The Dark Side of the Moon's a better one. Not better, bigger.
Zach Bryan.
I don't know. Not yet.
Too new. Probably will be, though.
Beer Bongs and Bentleys. Post Malone's album.
I don't know that one.
You don't?
I don't know what's in it. Well,
Rockstar
sure.
comes from it.
Okay.
Bro, like all of Big Posty's big songs come from it, bro. He's him. Candy Paint, Paranoid.
I bet you
now.
Elton John has sold some crazy, crazy amount of records.
We need Elvis in there, too.
I think we have a list.
Okay, if we do, then.
Blue and Michael shoes. Jackson. What was his
God.
One?
Oh, yeah,
Michael
we do
Jackson?
Need him.
Thriller?
Oh, yeah, his Bad album, dude. His Bad album had him been off the charts. That's right after Thriller, too.
I'll just see it. I'm about to search it. Most sold album of all time. What are our guesses?
Dark Side of the Moon.
Dude,
most sold or most listened to?
Most sold is what I typed in.
Sold. Because listened to is going to be later in the timeline. So yeah. I'd say sold, like albums on like a record, and then sold is like.
I typed in sold. I'm not sure what it was.
I think Elton John.
I got a lot. I'm sticking with Pink Floyd.
Okay.
Before their drummer became a schizophrenic because he was abusing psychedelics.
I might go Elvis.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Thriller.
Michael Jackson.
But the Beatles have the most number one albums. 19 chart toppers.
Damn.
Most number one singles in the world. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like almost everywhere I see it's Thriller.
For modern country, I mean, the Dangerous album. Morgan Wallen's album.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot newer ones, but yeah.
So that's got to be like the like modern country figures. That's got to be the biggest album.
I don't know. It's kind of underrated. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if One Thing at a Time was, like, almost passing it. Like, I love the Dangerous album. Because it's a double album, too.
Every once in a while, it's so weird because the album's been out for quite a while. And then, like, songs from the album will just, like, get picked up on radio.
We'll start getting popular now.
Start getting popular. Like, Sand in My Boots.
No.
Nah, it wasn't always a radio song, bro. It only became a radio song like eight months ago.
I think you were telling me this before. I'm like, ah, bro, it's been out for a while. I've been listening to it for a while.
No.
Yes, I did. I did not.
I have not heard it since. I haven't heard it since like, it was like this year, like 2023 was probably the first time I've heard it on the radio.
Because More Than My Hometown is on that album. I listened to that one, I feel like, a while ago.
I don't know.
That's what my point is. They didn't just take all the songs from the album and start.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing.
No one does that.
They like spaced them out, and that one got spaced out like a year.
No.
It might have been that one. Might have.
Yes.
Sand in My Boots might have.
We were having this conversation. We were having this conversation with Where the Wild Things Are, from Luke Combs' album.
Yes, yeah. He said he thinks that's like just been getting out.
It is. It's just no, not just been getting out. Just been getting on country radio.
No, I heard
that's
it
the same
like,
thing. That is the
like
same thing.
A month within it dropped.
Nah, bro.
Yes, that album only came out like a couple months ago.
I heard Fast Car like the day after the album dropped.
Yeah. I heard.
Like, I didn't hear the Where the Wild Things Are until like 2 weeks ago.
I feel like I did. But even then, that's not too much.
I don't know. What
months.
Radio are you listening
to? The Dangerous
to,
album was like 2020.
155 and 102.1.
No. Gain 99.1 FM.
No.
I guess it was only 2021.
So, Californication, where do you think it
was
to be?
Bro, up there, bro. Yeah. Californication for me, I'm in the 20s.
Yeah, Hotel California. We'll put the hotels up there.
I think it's better, bro.
You think it's better than Hotel California?
I think it's better than Hotel California.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think it's better, bro.
It took some effort to say that, but I stand by it.
Yeah.
Better and more popular are two very different things.
I do not think it's better.
But these are the top 100 songs of all time.
That's why I'm debating.
I'm just Californication, bro.
Oh, that's.
They literally made people believe the moon landing was fake by that song.
No, that doesn't mean much.
Space is the final frontier, but it's made in Hollywood. The intro's iconic.
It's not as iconic as Hotel California.
Well, that's the end of Hotel California.
Yeah, I think the guitar solo in Hotel California is more iconic than the intro.
Oh, I disagree. I bet if you played the beginning, you'd be like, oh, Hotel California. But if you just flip to the solo and listen to the solo, I don't think people would know.
Yeah, play.
I think I got there.
Okay.
I mean, you can't tell me.
Dolph, now you play the intro of the Eagles' best song. All right, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Again, I think, in my opinion, I think Hotel California is better.
I mean, we could
put it. I'm okay with California squeaking above it just for the fact that it probably has more plays.
We could do a fan poll. We could do a fan poll on our Instagram story.
We could.
Which one's what song's better?
Yeah, we just put two songs. What song's better?
We could. We could leave this up to the voters.
We'll leave it up to the voters.
Leave this one up to a vote. So maybe put it right next to it with an asterisk.
Possibly. I'll work on it right now.
We'll work on it later. We need you to talk, buddy.
I'm talking.
It's like when, yeah, just have it your Instagram saved there, and then you'll remember.
It's like when Papa Meeks does a Twitter poll.
Sorry.
All right, Suki, is your Wrapped available? Because we could just do your Wrapped. I can't get my Spotify Wrapped, but I'm pumped to see it, bro.
I clicked like Find Now, and it brought me back to my like main page, and
I ain't got nothing.
I think it was just teasing me.
I saw that earlier today too.
January.
And a notification popped up, and it said
they were always after the year. I mean, yeah, it was always in January.
A notification popped up, and it's like, make sure you update your Spotify or like for the YouTube for the Spotify Wrapped or whatever, so you can get the best experience. I was like, oh, is it there? But I don't think it is.
No.
It's got to be close, though, bro. It was before this. It's almost December. It was before December years past.
No, I think we did it in January.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
I'm pretty sure we did it in January.
I thought it was fall, brothers.
Fall?
Like late fall, like now.
I mean, you can just look on our YouTube.
We can look at our Insta, too. Because we have one from a while ago on there. So the very first one, it's December 5th, was 2021.
Yeah,
so
11
that
months
been,
ago.
That would have been our first Wrapped? That would have been our first Wrapped, I think. Yeah, episode 37.
So we're
about
right on time. They should be coming out here soon.
Next week or two.
Yeah, it came out 11 months ago, so December it should be coming out.
All right. I'm excited to see it. I'm just going to have to start letting it roll. Really see if I can rack up those minutes.
Well, they stopped taking data October 31st.
You're right.
I grinded some things October 31st.
Yeah, his numbers are going to be fluctuated, bro. Like, we actually listen to it. He just, like, lets it play in his room. I almost feel like that's cheating, bro. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's different. It's different because...
My rap is going to be all podcasts.
Like, what Devin said is true, but, like, it's like... Because I spend most of the day in my room, so I just open up my laptop and play music, and then I mean, it's not like, oh, I'm going to go take a piss. Let me turn off. Or, oh,
no,
you need a
backtrack to go piss, dude. You got to piss.
You just can't hear it. Yeah. Unless I leave my door open and the bathroom door open.
Like, for me, every single minute I've had, like, music played on my phone, I was listening to it, like, actively. Like, I don't think I've ever had it on as background music.
Oh, I do. I do a lot of background music. Like, bro, I probably am going to have, like, 9 hours of tavern or Skyrim tavern music.
What? Playing. Dude, that's on here?
Yeah, bro. They got
everything's on.
They got some gas playlist.
I will find a time to listen to that. I don't know when, because again, like usually every time I put on music, I like actively listen to music for a reason. Like rarely I need like background.
I'll put on background music and I'll just do stuff, because I can't read. I cannot read if I'm listening to music that has words in it. But like
all the Dragonborn songs on here, bro.
I mean, top 100 is an argument there.
I'd put it. I'm going to let people listen to it if you've never played Skyrim. This is the intro song. It gets better. Brings me back, bro. I'm sitting at the main menu right now.
Dude, if this doesn't make you want to like go out to Australia and wrangle up a Komodo dragon, nothing else will.
Fight some dragons.
Dude, I want to ride an elk right now.
Give me a sword and let me run, bro.
I want to ride an elk. That's so perfect.
So Skyrim Tavern.
I just realized, like, literally, like, a couple weeks ago that they say Dovah King.
Yeah.
Dovah King.
Dovah King, which is
two eyes,
dragon, dragonborn. That's dragon Dovah for dragon. King, dragon. And it makes sense because Dovah is dragon, and then kin is obviously kin. So dragon kin, son of dragon, dragonborn.
I don't know.
It all makes sense.
Like, I'd love to hear you just ad-lib that one.
It'd be hard.
Skyrim Tavern music. It's here, bro.
I still want to make that TikTok account where I sing songs but change the words, and I'm like, it's like level medium. Guess the song.
Oh yeah.
And then I sing the song, but I just don't do any of the words right, and obviously the timing's buns, and people have to guess what it is.
That would be cool.
That would be funny.
The synonym challenge.
The Skyrim intro song. Correct.
Could be gas.
We're gonna wrap up this segment. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back.
Huh? Like a gift, I say.
Oh, it is getting Christmas time. Be on the lookout for a Christmas episode too. We're definitely, obviously, gonna have a little special for that. So that'll be fun. That'll obviously come out around.
We might have Santa swing by. Could happen.
Nice.
All right, we'll catch you in the next segment.
Yes, sir.
Water. What about this? They like pour out a single bottle of water. Yeah. They're like, yeah. Who has any water now?
Same way rappers flex money and stuff. Yeah, that's funny. All right, guys. In this segment, we're going to be attempting holotropic breathing. Let's see if we can do it.
What is that? Just say it.
It's like a way. So you pretty much fill your body with like an excess amount of oxygen somehow. You change like the chemical balance of your body and you start tripping. Like with no drugs.
It's pretty cool.
Crazy.
Guy it's named after, he's the Iceman, isn't he? I think he's the Iceman. He's the guy that has like insane temperature control over his body.
It was being discussed in some podcast I was listening in.
What is it called again?
Holotropic breathing.
Yeah, I think that's him.
Yeah. There's some crazy things I've seen about breathing. There was one guy, he climbed Mount Everest. He was like the guy that made it the highest with no oxygen
tank.
And yeah, he used this certain breathing style.
Hell, it might have been the same guy.
It may have been the same guy. But no, I need to re-listen to this one because I wanted to do more additional research. But he had people like inject, because he was claiming that he could do all these things through his breathing method and you know, changing the chemical balance of his brain. And he had people inject him with the virus and he cured himself. Like with his breathing. He legit got his body to kill the virus. And he's like, I just have complete control over my body. That's not discussed at all. Like somehow, you know?
Dwight Schrute discussed it in the office. He lied, but you know,
Dwight be doing everything. Devin got that 9 covered up in his.
I picked it up and it was freezing, so I'm trying to warm it up right now.
Warm it up.
But yeah, a lot of like when you start tripping and stuff, it's really just either your oxygen being deprived of oxygen or having too much. It's usually, you know, that's usually what it is. So I mean, I could definitely see how breathing would.
Yeah. I mean, you can also do it with, like, drugs, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, like an influx of dimethyltryptamine in your brain.
So this guy...
Yeah. Like,
it's like the idea between near-death experiences.
Right? I searched the Iceman, because that's what he's known out of. I almost told everybody the very wrong thing. The first name that comes up is Richard Kuklinski. He was known as the Iceman. Yeah, he was a murderer. So yeah, that wasn't right.
Yeah, that's wrong.
He's like an ice.
Him Woff.
He's like an ice.
Him
pick.
Woff. Woff breathing. That's the guy I'm talking about. Woff. Wim. Sorry, Wim Hof.
Yeah. That's who it is. Wim Hof. He's the guy that cured himself and everything.
Yeah. So he's the Wim guy Hof. That does the Hof breathing methods and stuff. Yeah.
Bro, it's crazy what he can do.
The Wim Hof method. Yeah, but Wim Hof breathing.
He's got some, like, the longest ever recorded run in, like, sub-zero temperatures, barefoot. Yeah,
he's
like,
just in a tub of ice right
he's
now.
He's got that. He's and got he, that dog.
He goes to the Arctic, gets in the water in the Arctic, swims the Arctic around. Ocean, and just swims around for a long amount
of time.
Yeah,
he does all these crazy temperatures. Like, the longest time running across, like, a bed of coals.
Crazy. Yeah.
His feet must be mangled. But, yeah, Wim Hof. Got to remember that name. Got to keep that one in the vault. Got to learn more about the man. That's crazy. No one talks about that, bro.
He has an identical twin brother who has a similar tolerance for the cold.
Might be genetic.
I would like to think I have a slightly above average body control than a lot of people. Like, I can always wear, like, coats and stuff when it's real hot, and, like, I'll be fine. Like, I feel like I could turn my body heat off to a certain point, obviously not completely, but like I feel like if this room was like 70 degrees or like 80 degrees, I feel like I could put on a coat and I would outbeat you guys before like we'd have to take it off.
I think you're right, probably. I don't like sweating. Like, could you stop your body from sweating?
Obviously I would probably sweat, but like I definitely would not sweat very much.
Yeah, like, well, I don't know if that's body control or just like mental, like it just doesn't bother you.
Which could be true.
Because I don't really like sweating. I'm pretty okay with being cold. There's definitely a point where my toes or my extremities get too cold where it's like genuinely painful and I have pins and needles.
The point where it gets to me is if I start to walk and I like hobble like without control. You know what I mean? Like you just can't use your toes.
It's crazy. There's times
that's the only point.
There's times I walk and I can't even like feel the pressure until it's like halfway up my shin because my feet are so cold.
Yeah, that's the point where it gets to me where it's like, all right, I've gotta.
Yeah, because you're in danger there.
Yeah, you don't want to get frostbite.
I mean, have you guys ever breathed so much that like you get lightheaded though?
Breathe?
Yeah, like just. Like, try to breathe in more than you breathe out, your body overflows with oxygen.
I have a stuffy nose right now. I guarantee when it clears up, I'm going to be high on life and just breathing so much just as I can.
Yeah. You never realize how good you have it with your normal nose until you get a stuffy nose.
You know what's crazy is a few days ago, most of my household was sick, and I was pretty healthy. So I thought that, like, in my head. I'm like, dude, it's I nice. I better this. Enjoy it now.
Better enjoy this.
Sure enough, like, 2 days later. Got a little stuffy nose here, a little cough.
Yeah, okay. I was trying to straight breathe in, like, humidity from a humidifier last night to fix my lungs. Kind of worked.
Oh, 100%. Like, in the winter, I get, like, dry nose and throat all the time just because it gets so cold and dry. And like we were talking off camera, we always sleep with fans on, which blows cold, drier. Like, to cure that, like, I'll just get in the shower sometimes. Like, I'll get in the shower and I'll crank the heat gets steamy in there and I just feel it, like, my sinuses are getting more moist.
Absolutely.
Feels better. Obviously, once I get out, it just goes back to normal. But what can you do? A
couple minutes of relief.
It's getting that time. I'm already getting that dryness in the morning and stuff.
Hopefully, this is like a one time I kind of feel down through the winter months.
Yeah, I only feel down like 1-2 times a year. Usually one time a year. So hopefully, I'm locked in until next November.
This is like the first time I've kind of. This is probably the sickest I've been since like. 2 years.
I'm surrounded by two sick. Like, I showed up, by the way, and under no indication that anyone was feeling bad. And then slowly, as this session goes on, I get more and more about how terrible you guys feel.
Like, I like being sick.
I feel great, guys. Now they're like, "Yeah, I'm sick as a dog right now."
I'm not bad. I just not.
I like
not
being around
best.
Sick people, bro.
You like?
Yeah.
It makes you feel grateful.
Makes me feel like I'm getting stronger by the minute. Okay. I survive. Okay.
That cough didn't help my case, but, you know. That's fair. That's fair.
I don't even get vaccines. I just get the infections. I just get the diseases. Pure.
I do enough things that hurts my immune system. I don't need this.
To make it stronger?
Yeah. Like, I'm just like.
Eat dirt and stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, I think back as a kid, bro. I'd be doing crazy stuff.
I mean,
I would bury myself in sand for like hours.
As a kid, I do not remember washing my hands around any meal ever.
I remember like, eating grass as a kid.
Oh, yeah, but that's not even that bad. Yeah, I mean, that's just you're eating grass. It's like eating unwashed.
Well, hang on. Yeah, what's like, been on the grass?
I mean, I guess that's true.
That's on that grass.
We had a dog, bro.
Like there was days where I would
decompose dog dookie.
Yeah,
on the grass.
I never ate grass in my backyard, but I ate grass like at my neighbor's.
Nice.
But like as a kid, I would go the whole day and just do whatever a kid does, touching all the different things. I just want to wash my hands before I eat. And you also eat with your hands a lot more back then too. Now I sometimes wash my hands, especially when I can feel it. Like our dog right now, it's got the winter dog on her. Like it's too cold to wash, and like they're really getting full coat, so she's really smelly and you know like greasy right now. And she's an outside dog too. So like she also lays
in
her dog
house.
You
definitely wash her.
Yeah. Like because I can like smell it. I can still like smell it on my hands and stuff. So I'm like, all right, let me wash my hands before I eat.
Lately, I've been. I think for the past probably year, I've been pretty good about that.
Since we got chickens, I've been really good with it.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before work, whenever we work at Scouts, we always do. Obviously, if I do something,
I think I got pretty used to washing my hands when I worked at the golf course before I ate. Yeah. Like when I worked maintenance.
Yeah.
Just because they were like caked in mud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing I can do. I ain't no city slicker, but come on now.
There have been times working maintenance out at the retirement home.
Yeah.
Where I've been like down and dirty.
Yeah.
Doing
and
stuff.
Then even after that, working in the food service industry.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys would be glad to hear I wash my hands quite often.
Yeah.
Not because that sign says that employees must wash hands.
I mean, yeah, we do.
We have one in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's in the kitchen.
It's not in the bathroom, though. We're too classy for that, bro.
Yeah.
Too classy for that.
We don't use the bathroom.
It is kind of dumb, though. I always see that. I'm like...
Yeah. It's just for show.
I mean, well, if you... We all know it. Yeah, yeah. And if you think about, like, percents-wise, like... Probably like 95% of the people that see that are customers, and then 5% are employees. Yeah. So, like, come on now.
Yeah, it's more. Yeah, it makes more sense to have it in the back with that sink.
But it's just for like mental clarity of. You know.
Yeah, I mean, if I go to a different food service
and they don't have it, I'm kind of be like,
yeah, it's like I hope they have one in the back, or even like when I wash my hands there, I hope that in reciprocation, when I go to eat somewhere, they wash their hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was like, I always do like washing my hands. So when a customer sees me, and I'm like, yeah, I'm that's clean. Right. I wash my hands. I ain't no dirty grub. Think Gail Lewis washed her hands?
I don't think so. I think she needed like the distraction. You know, like baseball players use pine tar. She needed it so she could like strip the item out of the hand of the thief.
Dude, that is crazy how much he has blown up, bro. I see it all over. It's like, so people making crazy memes about it. Like, people are hunting for her now. Like, they will hunt down the Morris, Illinois Walmart and be like, you knew anything about Gail Lewis?
That's a little too far. Well, I enjoy the memes where it's like, it'll be like Iguodala in the 2016 Cavs final, like, dribbling down the court to try to, like, me scanning a TV as an apple. It's like prime 2016 Gail Lewis, LeBron going up for the ball.
I'll see, like, biggest, like, it'll be a compilation of, like, biggest hits of, like, NFL colleges, yep, like, tackling. Yep. It's like prime Gail Lewis stopping shoplifters, and it's like,
yeah. Or I'll see a video. It's like a Walmart, it's like a store of some sort getting absolutely raided by people. I mean, this was like during like a riot. It's the shift after Gail Lewis closed. Like, I've never been so close to genuinely. Someone made a shirt and had like Gail Lewis on and it said thank you for your service and had like the American flag in the background, had like explosions like in like Walmart, like different things all put around. But it, like, looked good. It was, like, this faded sunset orange, you know?
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Patriotic. And I'm like, I've never been so close to buying something so dumb in my entire life.
It's so crazy.
So funny.
Yeah. But it is crazy because I bet hundreds of videos that are decently similar to that get posted quite often. Oh. Just this one was, like, just clicked with someone. Someone just saw it. It got to, like, the right audience somehow, and people were like,
I like this.
This is kind of funny.
Hers was probably a little bit more just because she had, like, that after, video of her in her car, and she's talking about how, like,
and how she, like, kind of like walkied off to everyone.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a bunch of videos like that.
Yeah,
and also, like,
but then when she clipped to her car and she, like, this is a big day for me.
Yeah, she's like, they watched my back, I watched theirs. She's like crying, like, that's a family. We went through a freaking pandemic together. It's like so dramatic.
She did speak about it like it was a genuine, like, sports franchise. I thought,
no, dude, those memes are fun.
How do you think Walmart felt about that? I bet they're taking a financial loss. I'm just guaranteed, dude. There's more thieves over in there.
No. Being realistic, and what do they always? What's the saying? Any publicity is good publicity.
I mean, if they're selling Gail Lewis shirts, they're making a fortune.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. I'd be like, yo, Gail Lewis, we'll give you a cent.
I saw, like, some random person.
Can we sell it? Like, yeah.
Why do I always get added to random Snapchat groups?
What was that?
I don't know. I wonder how long I have to scroll to see a Gail Lewis TikTok. Some of them are freaking gold.
I saw a video that's kind of unrelated, but we were talking about fast food chains earlier. And I was so surprised by this. What fast food chain do you think has the most U.S. locations? The most national locations? Fast food.
McDonald's, dude.
The only reason I'm thinking so much is because I think I've seen this.
It's McDonald's.
No, it's something you wouldn't expect. It's like Bob Evans. Right, like,
that's not even fast food. That's just a chain restaurant. You sit down.
Okay. It's like Panda Express. No, it's Jack in a Box. No. Oh, shoot. I thought it was Jack in the Box.
Is it McDonald's?
No.
I was going crazy.
That's a weird one, isn't
it? It's Subway.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense. I think every like Walmart, stores, every Walmart's got a Subway kind of talk.
Sublet, like
Wagner's got, they throw a gas station in there. They got drive-through Subway.
Think it's McDonald's. McDonald's is everywhere. I'm sure nationally, McDonald's takes the reign because they got McDonald's in every country.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's you.
Wait, sorry, nationally and country? What do you
mean? Internationally?
Oh, international.
Like, I guess globally.
Yeah.
Because McDonald's are, like, everywhere. I don't know if Subway's ours.
Yeah. But U.S. locations.
Every place Subway, has a Subway, though.
I was surprised by that.
Army's got a Subway. Yeah. Minster's got a Subway. Bremen's got a Subway. I mean, literally go up. Every place has a Subway.
I think what helps is they're so small. Like, you could have a Subway in a...
Very true.
Very small location. Very slim.
It's very true.
Yeah, how many Subways are in our county? 1, 2, 3.
It's probably you don't even know about, buddy.
Yeah.
Is it 3 for sure?
Oh, no.
It's 3 for sure.
4.
4?
I don't know.
In the county? Houston. Sydney, Anna.
Houston.
Houston has one?
Yeah, bro.
Is it by the new... They have a Subway?
Mm-hmm. Right in the middle of town,
bro. Dude, they barely have a school.
I know. Right by the track.
Dang, dude.
Nah.
I'm telling you, bro, they come. That's it.
Yeah, I was okay. I thought maybe they put one next to the Dollar General.
I know, I was waiting for you to say the thing that I was going to be like, yeah, but then you didn't say it, and I was like, oh, right next to the track. Could be, bro.
So we have 3.
Dollar Trees are starting to go up everywhere now. Crazy.
Yeah.
I used the Dollar Tree service recently.
What?
I bought something from Dollar Tree.
Okay. Just say that. Why? Who says that? I attended Walmart and utilized their resources.
Utilized.
In exchange for monetary.
Contrabased to their inventory.
Yeah. I've been known to bargain with paper goods.
I've made multiple trades recently.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I was looking up Subways in the area.
I don't think we know what we're talking about.
We have no idea what we're talking about, dude.
Yeah.
All right, let's start the conversation somewhere else then.
Yeah, we were talking about Gail Lewis.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah. That's about all we can talk about. I mean, thank you for your service, Gail. You think she's going to profit off all of this somehow?
No.
I don't. Probably not.
I mean, sure, as a resume builder.
Yeah.
Yeah. For real.
You have that name.
10 years.
Else, I think she left to go somewhere else. So.
Yeah, she did. I think someone said a hospital. Like, I'm telling you, there are people that are, like, finding stuff out.
Crazy,
and, like, they're like, did you know Gail Lewis? And they're like, I didn't know her, I heard of her. And they're like, so I heard she was, like, mystery. And, like, they're trying to figure out, like, all the tea and stuff.
Find her coworkers and her bosses and shit. Crazy.
Would you guys work at Walmart?
You know, I've seen there's like a 4-year path to making like $109,000 like a regional manager. Yeah, they put you on like pretty much like you, like if you ask for it, you go in, start an associate, do it for like a year, you move up, then you kind of do the whole thing. Like if you have a bachelor's and it's like 4 years to literally making a bag at Walmart, it's crazy.
Not a bad idea.
There's so much room because, well, you think about the supply chain of a Walmart, bro. Think the supply chain, data analytics. There's so much that goes into running a Walmart, bro.
There's a lot of opportunity.
Sure, they got billions of positions. They're the company that employs the most people, the highest employer of people in the world.
I thought that was
outside
Amazon.
The government.
I thought that was Amazon.
Mm-mm.
Walmart. Okay.
So they employ the most people in America?
Yep. No, in the world.
In the world.
Okay. Out of any company. But I'm gonna think about how many associates.
I'd argue China, the government of China, is a company.
But I doubt the government doesn't.
I think
have
it's
that many.
It's. Well, it's
China.
It's not
that's
including
a company. They own all of those natural iron ore mines.
It's not including governments. Was my understanding.
That's why I said I argue they're a company.
Yeah, yeah. Because even the U.S. government would have more. The U.S. government employs like 11% of the population.
Yeah,
it's insane.
I will be employed by the U.S. government when I get my degree.
It is number. It is Walmart, number one.
Dang, crazy dude.
Number two is China Railway.
Hey, that's pretty good, Isaiah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What's Walmart's owner's name? Like Peyton Walmart?
Yeah, I think it is. Why did you know that?
It's Walton's. It's not actually Walmart.
It's Peyton something.
Peyton
or at least it used to be.
Walton, I think.
Man, yeah, because
they added Mart onto their last name. I think it's Walton.
Well, because it's a Mart. It's a
yeah. Makes sense. Well, they didn't really add it. They kind of chopped it in half. And
Because it's in there.
Walton Mart. Walton Mart's better.
Junction. What's your function?
I think it's the Walton family. Yeah, it's Walton. Obviously, it says family, but it's probably
being
one
born into like being Walmart. Born into royalty.
Oh, that'd be sick.
There's a big argument how much he gets paid, and it's like employing all these people.
I mean,
kind of deserves to make that much money.
Like I hear that a
true,
lot.
Yeah, he's
like
providing a lot of jobs.
Yeah, provides the most jobs actually.
Yeah,
like so. Yeah. Like that's a big argument a lot of times with like you know like why we want to tax the rich, which I don't always agree with, but that's a different conversation. But people say, like, oh, they make so much money, they do this, and they don't even work that hard. Yeah. Well, like,
I heard
created something so powerful. Like, the people always they complain about Jeff Bezos, how much money. I'm like, how many times have you used Amazon in your life?
Yeah.
A lot. Like, how much would you pay to use
that? He changed the world.
Yeah. He changed the world. But now, I guess the argument now is, like, how much impact do they have now? Like, how substantial are they to keeping it running?
Well, I still think if they created the idea, you know.
Yeah, he's just going to strip all that away from him.
Yeah.
They had the idea. They had the drive and commitment to make it.
They created it. I think they definitely should reap.
No, if they're a bad person,
I always hear Bezos talk. I think it's always Bezos or Bill Gates. And they're like, as a top executive, my job is not to make a lot of decisions. It's to make a few very good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's very true.
But yeah, I've heard one idea. Someone said there should just be like a cap. Like you just make so much money and you win. And I'm like,
that's the dumbest thing.
It doesn't make any sense.
That literally prevents progress. That literally say like once you get to this point, you should stop working.
Yeah, if that was in place, Bezos would have stopped when like Amazon was statewide.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy how big some companies are nowadays.
Whew.
They're big.
Yeah, we know we were having a conversation not that long ago about like Procter and Gamble, and we were both rattling off all the stuff they own. It's crazy, bro.
Well, the other companies
that I think
weird.
Procter and Gamble are probably one of the biggest, like, unknown companies or underknown.
Yeah,
like a lot of people, like, if you ask Procter and Gamble, they'd be like, "Yeah, I heard of it. Don't really know." I'm like, they basically create everything in
weird.
A house. Every type of.
So is Procter and Gamble? They own Johnson & Johnson, or. They own so much stuff. It's crazy because if you go to like the toothpaste aisle and like the mouthwash aisle, there'd be like 6 different brands. 5 of them will be owned under Procter & Gamble. Because like you can't think of anything that Procter & Gamble directly produces. It's because they own all these sister companies or daughter companies or whatever they're called. Wild.
You want to talk about a company that makes random stuff?
BlackRock.
Crazy stuff. Mitsubishi.
Really?
Make cars, right? They make cars.
Yeah.
Travel, leisure. I don't know what else they might make. I'm sure they've branched out Guess what they made starting in 1928?
That they still produce?
No.
Okay.
1928.
Ski snowmobiles?
Nope.
Is it a vehicle of any type?
Yeah.
All right.
Car?
No.
All right.
I just got to get the obvious ones out of the way. Was it planes? Was it?
Planes. I'm good.
You want to guess what kind of planes?
Fighter jets.
Not.
That's a good
not
guess.
Modern Army, enough for a Army jet, planes. But yeah.
Army planes?
Yeah, they were military planes. They made the kamikaze planes. Mitsubishi made kamikaze planes. Well,
being known for their durability, I mean, kind of makes sense.
So I'm looking at Procter & Gamble's brands right now, and like I'm trying to think of this as a like marketing/perspective. So this is they own Bounty, Charmin, and Puffs.
Makes sense. Makes
which
sense.
Which all creates the same thing.
It makes sense.
It's like, why do they have? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you, whenever you go to a store, they you just, see these three brands, and you think they're competitors, and they're like, oh, you know, they're each trying to offer different things that the other one doesn't, and you know, they're trying to make you buy this one over this one.
Like they own Crest and Oral-B.
Listen, yeah. I almost guarantee it's kind of like the beer situation. So those are all individual companies. Those are, child companies?
Is yeah, that how you I think say so. That? That Anheuser-Busch all owns.
Yeah, so all of those are individual companies that are still competing with each other to generate a profit for them and their employees. But then the parent company doesn't care. That's why they just bought it all out so that they still get... Probably wouldn't be royal. It's definitely not royalties, but they get a profit from sales because of their distribution or whatever.
Yeah, I do wonder how that's all divided. Yeah, divided. Because I do see commercials for Procter & Gamble, and then I'll see commercials for like Johnson & Johnson.
I bet this is how people get around that whole like monopoly limitation that our government has. Yeah. Because they don't, not killing off. They're not
kind of how they make diversification
to take it. Those companies still exist and operate and generate revenue for themselves, and they just got money to be bought out so that they send money for logistics or for some service that Procter & Gamble provides to them. Yeah, that's probably how companies get around it these days.
What do you specialize in? Murders and executions. Oh, do you like working in mergers and accusations? Or
Mergers and acquisitions.
Acquisitions?
Yeah.
Iconic line.
What is that from?
American Psycho.
Is it? Oh, yeah, that makes complete sense, yeah. Whoops.
Like, here's another one, Fabric Care. They own Bounce, Downy, Gain, and Tide.
That's the only four I know!
I know! It's like, there's nothing left.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. You know what other company makes everything? Like, anything that has an engine can be made by Honda.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. They got jet skis, generators, cars, planes, trucks... Tanks.
It is crazy because some of them they're not under like the Honda name, but yeah, they just produce engines.
SR-118 fighter jet.
That's wild.
Not made by Honda.
Oh,
would be crazy if it was.
Are you joking?
Yeah. So if you buy anything from Crest, Oral-B, or Scope for like
Scope,
it's all Procter & Gamble. Same company mainly.
Dude, that keeps going on and on. Holy cow!
How do they even keep track of all that, bro?
What did Procter & Gamble start out doing?
That's a good question.
You know, I do think I wrote about this in a economics paper.
Did you really?
Yeah, an economics research paper. I think I wrote about the two brothers, the two friends, Procter & Gamble, and how they started their company. They made candles. They specialized in fatty oils. I'm pretty sure they made candles.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Easy to do.
Yeah. Like they were like the OGs. They're like the Moby Dick guys hunting whales. Bringing it back to Boston, making candles so old Ben Franklin could, you know, read.
Soap and candles. 180 years ago.
Holy cow. 180. Well, that's old.
That is old.
But, I mean, I would hope it's obviously old. If you build any company that big, has to be old.
1860s, right?
What's the deal with BlackRock? You guys familiar with the company BlackRock?
No.
They're like a big loan institute. I don't know if they're like a loan or like an investment firm, but apparently like so many companies have been started through BlackRock that like they have
investment management and financial services.
They have a small share in like every company.
For being founded in 1988, I've never heard of it.
1988.
They even do college savings plans. Oh, they can, like, it is for anybody.
You need money, bro. They dishing it out.
Holy cow.
Does Rockefeller's company still exist, or
Rockefeller Oil?
Oil. Or did it turn it into anything, or did it just go away?
That's what I wonder about old companies sometimes. Like Carnegie Steel has to also exist.
Like,
right?
I know J.P. Morgan still exists.
Yeah, it was turned Chase. It's defunct. It was Standard Oil Company. It ended in 1911. I wonder if it's.
You see anything about Carnegie name. Steel,
dude? I think it's. I don't think it's a thing anymore.
If it says
I'm
defunct,
seeing was
it, was a steel producing primarily company primarily by Andrew Carnegie.
It's crazy. A company that big
sold in 1901. Down. To become the major component of U.S. Steel. Successor U.S. Steel.
Yeah.
So is it U.S. Steel?
Yep. Sold it to... J.P. Morgan's also a huge one, bro.
Yeah.
Dude,
well, they still exist, 100%.
Yeah. J.P. Morgan. They sold it... That's where Carnegie sold his company to J.P. Morgan, newly formed.
Yeah, it's just U.S.
Steel. United
Steel.
States
so
Steel.
So it still exists. It
J.P. Morgan just sat there and just bought things. Made money off of it,
yeah.
Bro. The ultimate flipper.
Yeah. Because they own Chase, don't they?
Yeah.
They own Chase, obviously, J.P. Morgan Banks and all that stuff.
Oh, I'm trying to see if Standard Oil changed anything.
Our time is wrapping up, so.
Yeah, because this was the big one. The Standard Oil was a big one where they're like, they cracked down on the monopoly systems.
Yeah, I think that was kind of what started it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The horizontal monopolies. They didn't care about the vertical monopolies, but the horizontal ones they cared about.
I mean,
it was an illegal monopoly, so.
By the Sherman Antitrust Act.
Yep. Antitrust.
Yep. It split into 43 different companies. Yeah, so it was, well, because they bought all of them up and then combined it instead of diversifying, like keeping them and then just taking the, so it just split up into the companies they bought.
It's hard to argue that nowadays because you hear Amazon buys all these companies, like small startup businesses, and they buy them. But, like, it's just how competitive the market is and what Amazon's in. Like, they're never. It's going to be hard for them to be considered a monopoly, but I still don't know if it's completely good for them to be buying all these small businesses, taking them over.
Well, back then, it was just, like, straight up, like, right now I'm allowed to do this. So I'm just going to buy you out because I can.
Yeah. But it's now, like, that's almost impossible nowadays with how the market is.
Yeah. Well, and also now it's just, like, I lost my train of thought. It's like, yeah, I'll exchange any goods that I can provide you or services.
Let's see. Hopefully DJ Moore did not pop off.
Well, let's wrap it up first. Then you can look at your fantasy team. He wasn't doing very good.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode 127, right? Because we said 126 earlier. It is 126? Yeah. Oh, my fault. 126. Make sure to follow us on the socials.
Yeah, I forgot
to. At Speaking Sporadically, TikTok and Instagram. Fun stuff over there. Very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And
see you guys in a week.
Stay warm.
Yeah. Happy. It's too early for happy holidays. Merry Christmas. So never mind that.
Peace.
Happy life.